So is there hope of a negotiated settlement to avoid a full-scale Israeli ground operation in Rafah in southern Gaza? Gershon Baskin is an Israeli peace activist and negotiator. In 2011, he was involved in negotiations with Hamas to release Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit, who was held captive for 5 years.
I would say there's small hope, not a whole lot of hope. The Israelis are intent on moving forward. They believe that they are close to finding the Hamas leadership, which they intend to capture and or kill. And they believe that that would be sufficient in order to end the war. Of course, in order to do that, they have to invade the southern 20% of the Gaza Strip, where there's 1.5 million Palestinians between the cities of Khan Yunis and Rafah. I don't know how they're going to do that. They're talking about evacuating the population. I don't know where you send them to. It's just a very difficult situation. And an Israeli ground operation or air bombing in this part of the Gaza Strip would be catastrophic.
There has been criticism and warnings and deep concern from many members of the international community. Is that being heard within the Israeli government, or are they determined to push ahead?
I think it's being heard, but I don't think it's being considered with a great deal of gravity. The Israelis are focused on the military objective of eliminating Hamas as the ruling party in Gaza and eliminating their military capabilities. The Israeli government, and I think most Israelis believe that it's completely justified to do what they're doing, that it is an act of self-defense and it is a necessary condition in order for Israel to survive in this very dangerous region.
I wanted to ask you about some of the domestic reaction within Israel. Obviously, there's been a lot of pressure regarding the Israeli hostages who remain in Gaza. How is the government dealing with those domestic pressures at the moment?
Quite frankly, it seems that they're ignoring them. There seems to be a small majority of Israelis who believe that the Israeli government should engage in negotiations with Hamas through the third-party mediators in order to reach an agreement to release all of the hostages. There are still 134 Israeli hostages in Gaza. More than 30 of them are believed to be dead already. But a large minority in Israel believe that Israel should not negotiate a deal which would end the war, bring about an Israeli withdrawal from Gaza, and a massive release of Palestinian prisoners, including murderers of Israelis, without finishing Hamas off. So there isn't enough public pressure on Israel, even from the families, to engage in a deal. And this is why we saw Mr. Netanyahu just yesterday refusing to send a negotiating team back to Cairo to continue the negotiations. They think that the military pressure will bring a softening of the positions of Hamas and enable a negotiated deal that Israel could live with.
What do you think about that decision?
I think it's irresponsible, and I think it goes against the ethos of Israel. And I believe that in negotiations, no matter how difficult they are, you don't leave the table. You stay there. You show your determination. You be creative and come up with ideas that can reach an agreement.
That's Gershon Baskin there, Middle East Director for the International Communities Organization.